Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein has a very interesting discussion based on our Gemara in Masechet Bechoros Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. Our Gemara discusses various scenarios where something happened. There was a mace buried in a cemetery and we can't find him. There's a mum and we can or can't find it. Do we need to be concerned that there's another mum? So he discusses a situation where there was a Sefer Torah, where we know that there was a psul in the Sefer Torah, there was a disqualification in the Sefer Torah, but we forgot, we don't remember exactly where that this psul was. And then they found in the Sefer Torah a psul ois. Can we assume that the disqualification that we have now found is the disqualification that originally caused the question on the Sefer Torah? And now that we found this disqualification and fix it, the Sefer Torah now could be considered a kosher Sefer Torah? Or need we be concerned that there's another disqualification in the Sefer Torah? And even though we fixed the psul that we found, maybe that wasn't the disqualification that caused us to put the Sefer Torah to the side. And we can't use the Sefer Torah unless we check it carefully from beginning to end and determine that there are no other disqualifications in the Sefer Torah. He speaks about another situation that we saw a fly fall into the food. And then you check the food and you find the fly. Do we say that the fly that was found is the fly that fell into the food and now I could eat that food? Or do I have to be concerned that there may be other flies and I have to check the entire food? So he quotes our Gemara, where the Gemara here teaches us Bali Mumin Asurin Bekal Shu Rav Yosef Amar Yivakar. And says the Gemara, Amrab Chibar Abba Amrab Yoichan Machloikus Bishu Bodak V'loi Motza. When you checked and you found nothing, Komifkli Beplukted Ramei V'Rabbanan Datanan Shai Ramei Oimer Kol Dovah Shai Becheskes Tuma Loilam Hu B'Tumas. So something that has a Cheskes Tuma will remain Tamei Achi Svadei Atuma, until you find that Tuma. V'Chom Ramei D'Chom Am More Lenient At Chayv Ach Megil Sela Psula. If I see that the ground could not have had a mace here, it's enough. Continues the Gemara. Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikus Kishabodaka Matza. You did find. And Kamifkli, the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. And it's a Machloikus the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, saw the Shavad Ba Kever, a field in where there was a Kever, Nichnas Betoicha Tomei. Nimtz Betoicha Kever. So if you go into that field, you will be Tomei. However, Nimtz Betoicha Kever, but if you find a kever there and you avoid coming near that kever, then the halacha will be nichnas l'toicha tohor. Shani Omer, hu kever she'avad, hu kever she'nimtza. I say that the kever that I found is the kever that was lost. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer tivdei kol asad kula, you have to examine the entire field. Ask the Gemara, chibar abba mai tam alonokar of Asi. Amloch, bishlam asad adakal mikbaba. So if there's one kever, there may be very likely other kvarim. Keich the kever by high cover in the achrina, just like this person was buried there, another person might have been buried there. Al kachim kivin the botkel of a kaimi, darkai lemepa b'mumim. What a mum is there? I found a mum. V'idach agav the manche adadi shich by mum. Since the animals jostle with each other, there may be other mumim. So we have here Machlokes Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel in a field where a kever was lost, and now you find the kever. Rebbe says, I'm fine now. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds you have to continue examining the entire field. So it seems that would be the same here. According to Rebbe, if I find a psul in the Sefer Torah, I could assume that that's the psul that was the one that disqualified the Sefer Torah, and now I could use it. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we would have to check the whole Sefer Torah. There's a machloikis in Hilchas Pesach. Eure Chaim Simon Tov Lametes Sif Beis. In Hilchas Pesach, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about the following cases. Following case, you have two houses that were already examined for chametz. And there's chametz outside these houses, and a mouse came and schlepped the chametz into one of the houses, and I don't know into which house it took it into. The question is, so I go to one of the houses, I have to start re-examining, I have to start doing bedikas chametz again. And I go into the house, and I find chametz in the house. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I could assume that's the chametz that was schlepped in by the mouse. I don't have to do any more bedikas chametz. Says the Ramah, that's the opinion of the Rambam. But the Ramah says the Paiskim disagree with the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins like the Rambam, Paskins like Rebbe. The Rebbe, even by an Issa Deraisa, says Shani Oimer. Whereas the Ramah, Paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that says, I don't say Shani Oimer. According to this, the question that we began with regarding the Sefer Torah seems to be a machlokes of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. However, it could well be that in this situation, even of the Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you have to check the entire Sefer Torah. Because if you learn the Braisa, the Noida Behuda, in Madura Kama, even as a Sinan Vav points out, what does the Braisa say? We quoted it earlier. Nimtza b'toicha kever, nechnas l'toicha tover. When did Rebbe say it's tar? Rebbe spoke about a person. A person has on himself a cheskes tahara. And since the person has a cheskes tahara, he didn't go near the place where the kever was found, so we could rely on a cheskes tahara. The Sefer Torah that we're looking at lost its cheskes kashrus, and now you want to reestablish the cheskes kashrus. And therefore, maybe you can't compare the two. However, it's not, the Noda Behuda says that my question is not good. Because the Shulchan Aruch was speaking about a house that was Nivdak, that was cleared for Pesach. Then the mouse brought chametz into the house, so the house lost its cheskas boduk. And still, even though it lost its cheskas boduk, you still, says the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, I don't have to do anything more once I find the chametz. So now the question that we need to discuss is, do we rely on how far do we rely on chazaka? The Noda Behuda seems to say, if it has a cheskas kashrus, the person has a cheskas tahara, the house has a cheskas boduk, and similarly, if the Sefer Torah we know before this situation that we discovered a psul in it had a cheskas kashrus in it, the halacha would be that it should be mutter. And the same thing will be with the food. If the food had a cheskas, that it was clean food, as soon as I find it, it will be mutter. However, there's another reason why not to compare the two situations. One is because there's another reason why an